Don Reed is a nationally renowned comedian. Maybe you've caught him during his warm-up act on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. He started his career doing stand-up, performing around the country with comedians like Martin Lawrence, Jamie Foxx, Robert Townsend, and Damon Wayans. But he says when it came to getting big gigs like they did, he would never make the cut. The feedback was always the same.
He's too white.
Well, Reed isn't white. He's black. Talent agents thought his act wasn't black enough.
Back when I was just doing impersonations and hiding from who I really was, I wasn't talking anything about Oakland or real, authentic stuff.
His new one-man show, Can You Dig It?, delves intimately into his own life, growing up black and in the hood. He chronicles his childhood on East 14th Street in Oakland by embodying its characters, morphing into his strict mother, his pimp father, and his gay brother, using lots of music and dance, and portraying himself as the lisping, awkward child he was. I recently went to see the show and then met him backstage where he reflected on his performance. I asked him what his mother thought of him sharing his family secrets on stage.
At the time I started doing the show, my mother was still alive, and that was a big deal because I had to try to explain to her that I was going to be talking about the whole family. She's like, I said, I'm doing a show. She said, about what? I said, about the family. She said, how much of it? I said, everything. She was like, oh, man, okay. And I thought she was going to be a little uptight about it, and then she said, here's some stuff you should put in the show. And she started adding stuff. I was like, oh, yeah.
It was in this neighborhood, but I got the nickname Blinky because I constantly batted my eyes. And I actually started out with far more tics and habits than that. Let me break them down for you. No exaggeration. Here's what I used to do. First, I stick my tongue under my top lip like this, like a chimp, right? Flick it out, scratch the inside like a chipmunk, blink my eyes, and hook my head back to the left and to the right. Putting the whole combo plate together, it looked like this. And it felt fantastic. I remember my mother's loving words, stop doing all that.
Because I had such extreme facial expressions when I did my habits and tics of blinking my eyes and flicking my lips and my tongue and, you know, moving my face around, I was preparing my face for later on because all I did was take it in, take it in, take it in, take it in, take it in. And then when I got into junior college, it was like, brrr. Then I'd look at somebody's face. I could turn into them. I could look at somebody's movement and do it, listen to their voice. I remember watching Sammy Davis Jr. for years, but I never was doing him. And then one day I was just sitting there going, hey, man, you know, you're so hot, cat, and who can make a cookie? And I was going like, wait a minute. And I started doing different people's voices. Okay, now, your daddy was in a whole different category of pimp than called chose. Your daddy got chose, okay? Your daddy was smart. He wasn't standing on the corner, none of that. He was more like a madam, a middleman. Who hooked them up with apartments and knew fellas that were longshoremen and truck drivers. When I was going to Chabot College, before I went to UCLA, every morning my father stuck his head in the room and said, baby, time to go to college. Not time to go to school. Baby, wake up. Time to go to college. Every day. And this is the same man who never learned to read and write, but he's going to make certain I was not going to be on the negative path that he's on. And me thinking I was just going to be partying and having a good time, he's like, no, 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 no. You're not going, baby, you're not going where I'm going. You're going to somewhere higher.
How do you think the area or your neighborhood has changed at all? Or do you see an Oakland then and Oakland now?
I see a part of Oakland downtown that is going extremely high to a new level. Specifically, I was involved in a project and emceeing show for a rebirth of the Fox Oakland Theater. They had a ton of incredible artists, and I was the MC that brought each of the acts on stage. And that resurgence, that's powering some money into downtown Oakland specifically, and in that manner, we're reaching certain points higher in downtown Oakland than we've ever been.
However, our greater urban area is still in plight and danger. And in fact, some places are behind back then.
Now, Lee, I want to talk to you about your eyebrows, okay? They're just way, way too thick. And, you know, sometimes you look like a little wolf boy. Not in control. You look like a little wolf boy. You do, okay? So here's what we're going to do to get those wolf boy eyebrows under control. Here's what we're going to do, okay? Each day, you're going to take your toothbrush. After you finish brushing your teeth, you're going to rinse it off, right? You brush your eyebrows with your toothbrush, okay? This one east to west, this one west to east. Do it and get your ass whipped, okay? You don't want to look like a little wolf man all the time. Do that, okay? So now, I'm knocking on doors and spreading the word and remembering to brush my eyebrows every day and all this stuff, right? So one day, I rush to school, and my sometime friend named Waddell walked up to me. Now, Waddell had more tics and habits than I ever thought about having. Sort of got used to jump, blink, and spit. And he had a lisp. Lippin. When you're on coffee, you're lippin. You're lippin? Lippin, okay? Let me ask you something, okay? Tell me something. How come your eyebrows are sky blue? Why? Your eyebrows are sky blue. Why? In my rush to get out of the house, I didn't rinse all the toothpaste off my teeth. I gave myself some Oompa Loompa eyebrows. Did not look good.
You could be anywhere right now, and you have this great gig in L.A. Why did you choose to come back to the Bay Area and to Oakland? What is it about this place that drew you back?
It's home. It really is home. And I found I can do these shows, and I will be doing them. The Tonight Show will be transitioning from Jay Leno to Jimmy Fallon in February, and I'll have an opportunity to do these shows on a broader scale. On the immediacy of it, me loving doing them here, people getting them and them resonating on a crazy deep level because people are from around here. I went to my alma mater, Fremont High School, recently to speak, to motivate the kids, you know, make them laugh and then send a message on the back end. And found there were no music classes and no drama classes. Things that were there 35 years ago for me no longer exist now. That is not good under any circumstances. So I'm trying to do what I can to give my time to 5-1 Oakland to bring music and the arts to all the Oakland schools.
To dig and be dug. That's it. Can you dig it? Because you know it can be dug by me.